Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Jay, as we continue our study on angels this week, we'll see how angels indeed do play a key role in the last days as a part of Satan's subtle strategy for the future. We'll begin our study today in the book of Revelation, chapter 12.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Book of Revelation, chapter 12, seems to indicate one-third of those angels created went with Lucifer and rebelled against God. And so we see that a number, how many angels were created? I have the slightest idea in the world. I do not know. May I suggest a point of discussion? I would suggest 12 billion angels were created. Now, where do you get that from? Well, the ones who do these statistics say that from the time of creation until the day, there's been 6 billion people that have lived. And we have more than 6 billion people alive today. You put that together, that's at least 12 billion, maybe 13 billion. And each one of them, the Lord wanted to bring to Him as their Savior. And each one of them would have had an angel created to them, a ministering spirit, Hebrews chapter 1 and verse 14. All to have guardian angels. Now, please, don't go out of here and say, Jimmy said 12 billion. I don't know what the number is. I can know over in the book of Revelation, it's 10,000 times 10,000 and thousands of angels who gathered together to sing Worthy is the Lamb. Chapter 5, verse 12, verses 11 and 12. 10,000 times 10,000 is 100 million. And so I know that at least 100 million plus million, thousands and thousands more were created. I don't know the number, but we do know that one-third of them fell with Satan at that point in time. And Lucifer, the old serpent himself, was there to bring sin into existence. Let me show you something else about angels before we leave Genesis. Go to chapter 6. Chapter 6. In chapter 6 of the book of Genesis, we see that angels, those who had rebelled with Lucifer, were going to play a very interesting role in bringing down all of humankind. There was a reason for the flood. And it wasn't just because they were eating and drinking and giving in marriage. It's because of what was going on here in chapter 6 of the book of Genesis. Look what it says. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them. These would be daughters, physical bodies, human beings. Verse 2, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men that were fair and they took them wives, all which they chose. Wow. Sons of God. That's not the sons of Seth. Now, God knows how to put in the word what he wants to be put there. In Job 1, Job 2, Job 38, sons of God are angelic creatures. What this text is telling us, at this time in history, at the time of Noah, evil angels had sexual relationship with human women. Look here in verse 3. And the Lord said, my spirit shall not always strive with man, for that he also is flesh, yet his days shall be numbered 120 years. That's how long Noah would have to preach to get everybody to get their hearts right. Verse 4, and there were giants in the land, Nephilim, in those days, and also after that, when the sons of God came unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, and the same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. Evil angels 4,500 years ago committed sexual relationship with human women. There's a reason that God is going to destroy humankind. There are going to be only 8 people that God is going to allow to live during that more than 1 year of the flood and go into the next phase of God's plan for humankind. Look here what it says in verse 8 of chapter 6. But Noah found grace in the eyes of the Lord, and these are the generations of Noah. Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Now, wait a minute. Does that word, when it says Noah was perfect, mean he was without sin? The answer is no. All men have been born in sin. And so the word did not mean perfect as it relates to a sinless Noah. What it meant, he was perfect because he did not have an angelic bloodline. Now, how do I know that? I read the genealogy. Remember when I told you about genealogies? In chapter 5, notice what it says. This is the book of the generations of Adam. In the day that God created man in the likeness of God, man made he him, male and female created he them, and blessed them and called their names Adam in the day when they were created. It starts with Adam, and the genealogy goes all the way down to Noah, verse 32. And Noah was 500 years old, and Noah begot Shem, Ham, and Japheth. There's not one evil angelic creature mentioned in this genealogy. That was the purpose, the only purpose for the genealogy in chapter 5 of the book of Genesis, to show that Noah was perfect, never had an angelic relationship. None of his daughters had had a relationship. None of the people before him had an angelic relationship. There was activity going on that God said, I'm going to have to wipe out humankind. Why did this happen? Well, remember what happened after the sin in the garden, chapter 3? The Lord told Adam and Eve there was going to be a Messiah who would come, verse 15, the first prophecy of the Messiah. What had happened was God gave Adam and Eve dominion over everything. Chapter 1, verses 26 and 28. I give you dominion, but who had the first dominion? Lucifer, the most beautiful of all angels, put in prominence. And because of that, when he saw Adam and Eve given that position of prominence, dominion over all of creation, he rebelled against God. I was in charge. Now you put somebody else. I rise above you. And so what was the first thing he did? What was his subtle strategy? Deception. He went in and deceived Eve. He said, you're not to eat or touch that particular tree. The Lord didn't say you can't touch it. He said not to eat of it. And so he manipulated Eve and Adam, and sin came into existence. He's trying to shut down the appearance of that Messiah. But the Lord came and gave him a way. There's going to be a Messiah that's going to be born. So what did Satan do? He went back to the strategy room and re-strategized. He said, the way I can stop this Messiah from coming is contaminate humankind. Humankind has to come forth from a pure line and bring forth the Messiah, Jesus Christ. So he said, I'll have sexual relationship. I'll send my demons. He said, hey, wait a minute. A demon can become a man and he can, an angel can become a man and he can have a sexual relationship? Well, they can take on the form of men. I can guarantee that. Have you not ever read the 18th chapter of the book of Genesis? Jesus and two angels appear to Abraham and Lot. And in chapter 19, Lot is there in Sodom and Gomorrah. And all of a sudden, two angels in the form of men come walking into town. What does Lot say? Come into my house. I'll wash your feet. My wife will prepare you a wonderful meal. He recognized them as men. They were either men or they were two sets of feet with an esophagus, a stomach, and an intestine hanging in midair because they were going to eat and have their feet washed. Or they had hands too because they grabbed old Lot by the hand and pulled him in the house. And they had a meal that day and the Sodomites came to Lot's house. Hey, we want those men that are in there. You say, well, Jesus said angels don't have sex. Now, wait a minute. Jesus said they don't have sex in heaven. The question was, whose husband or which of the husbands is going to be this lady's husband? And the Lord said, in heaven, they'll be as the angels. But you don't use that text to say that humankind, men and women today, can't have a sexual relationship. That's God's plan for reproducing and bringing more people into existence. It's talking about the heavenlies. That's correct in the heavenlies. Angels committed fornication. How do I know that? I read the book of Jude, verses 6 and 7, where it says they were put in prison because of their fornication. What is fornication? Biblically, fornication is any sexual relationship that God says is not right. They did it. When in history did angels commit fornication? In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, they were put in the abyss, in a bottomless pit, to await the time of their judgment. Evil angels committed sexual relationship with human women. That's the reason God destroyed humankind. They have been contaminated with evil angelic bloodlines. I told you angels play a key role in the time of the end. There's going to be a fight in the heavenlies, a battle in the heavenlies. Look what's going to happen in verse 7, chapter 12, verse 7. And there was a war in heaven. Michael and his angels fought against the dragon, and the dragon fought and his angels. There's dragon as an apocalyptic term. Look at verse 8. And they prevailed not, neither was their place found any more in heaven. Verse 9. And the great dragon was cast out, that old serpent called the devil and Satan, which deceiveth the whole world. He was cast into the earth, and his angels were cast out with him. What happened at the fall of evil angels, of Lucifer, was that they were cast out of the third heaven, but they were put into the first and second heaven. The three heavens. Paul said, I knew a man 14 years ago who went to the third heaven. That means there's three heavens. The first heaven is what we see out here in the sun and the clouds. Second heaven, the stars and the galaxies. Third heaven, where God is. And so out of that third heaven, they were cast to the first and second heaven. Now, how do I know that? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, powers of darkness, evil in the heavenlies. And Satan and all the evil angels in the first heaven and the second heaven above us, with Satan dispatching them. Finally, God's going to be fed up. By the way, chapter 12 and 10 says there's one evil angel, Satan himself, who goes before the throne of God to accuse the brethren on a daily basis, 24/7. That's why the third heaven is going to have to be burned up. There's no third heaven in the future. You're not going to the third heaven for eternity future. It's going to be burned up because evil angel activity has taken place there. Now those evil angels are there, and God's going to say, Michael, take the good angels, throw Satan out of here. Look what happens in the heavens. Look at verse 12. Therefore rejoice ye in the heavens, and ye that dwell in them. Woe unto the inhabitants of the earth and of the sea, for the devil has come down unto you, having great wrath, because he knoweth he hath but a short time. He's cast on the earth. Verse 13. And when the dragon saw that he was cast on the earth, he persecuted the woman which brought forth the man child. No time to tell you, but that's talking about the nation of Israel, the Jewish people. Satan is going to try to destroy the Jewish people. Look at verse 17. And the dragon, Satan, was wroth with the woman and went to make war with the remnant of her seed, which keep the commandments of God and have the testimony of Jesus Christ.
When Satan and his evil angels are thrown out of heaven at the midway point of the tribulation, these demonic creatures will endeavor to kill all Jews on the earth. Satan knows that if he eliminates all the Jews, that God will not then be able to keep his promises to the Jewish people, and thus God fails, and Satan is the victor. However, I read the last chapter. Satan is the loser. God is the victor. More on that next week as we conclude our study on angels. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your copy of my study on angels.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up. Until...